The project promised to gradually create 25,000 jobs in Queens, but critics complained of everything from the billions of dollars in tax incentives to infrastructural problems the project would cause and rising housing rates that would drive some out of the neighborhood. In Western New York, State Senator Robert Ort says while there was much about the incentive package he did not like, Amazon's presence would have generated benefits, some of which would make its way to this part of the state.
Some of that revenue, both from the jobs and from Amazon's sales tax revenue and tax revenue, would have gone into the state funds, and those funds find their way back to fund our schools, even up here in Western New York, or our roads or things like that.
Ort says Amazon's pullout will worsen New York's reputation as a poor place to do business. But others argue the lesson Amazon should learn is that the days of simply taking tax breaks without giving back are done. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz explains some of what's expected here.
Now we require them to sign a contract that says if you do not create the jobs that you say you're going to, you have to pay your tax breaks back. If you employ female employees, they've got to be paid the same as male employees from a similar job. If you're going to do a construction project in this region, you can't bring construction workers from outside this area. You've got to use our construction workers, which is what they sometimes would do. We give them a tax incentive, and then they bring people from outside this area to do the construction work.
Governor Andrew Cuomo was blaming the state Senate's leadership for killing the deal, while New York State Republican Chairman Ed Cox says it was Cuomo and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio who crafted the incentive package, which generated all that resistance in the first place. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.